Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Today we are here to discuss wanderers of the astral realm. And also, we're here to take your calls for on-air readings, psychic numerology readings. Welcome, callers. There are several of you in the queue, so we want to let you know that we are going to be taking your calls in approximately 15 minutes. But do please keep your place in line because we take calls in the order received, and everybody currently in the queue will be receiving a reading today on air. So we're looking forward to speaking with you in just a few moments. We also invite you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, as well as join us on our social media networks, Facebook and Twitter. There are two accounts on Facebook, Neil Baker Psychic, whereby you can like that page, and Neil and Kristen Baker. You can either follow us there or send us a friend request. I do create events for the show, so you can join the event, which also helps us once you're on our friends list. Okay, so Wanderers of the Astral Realm, Neil. Oh, 914-338-0164 is the call-in number today. So for those of you who have called in and are debating whether to do so, we invite you to use that number again, 914-338-0164.
Yes, wanderers of the astral realm, beyond our immediate realms of physicality, beyond what we consider outer space or realms out there. The astral realm is actually an energy realm. You just can't get there by car, plane, rocket. There are subtle energy fields that can only get there through the soul, the spirit, and maybe some altered form of consciousness you can get there. Sometimes the dream world. And, of course, then there are also subplanes in the astral realm where they're just, it's just not an astral realm. You just don't go to an astral realm. You go to
different. It's not like a big room.
It's not like a big room, or it's just
where everybody is. It's different.
It's hard to think of it as just one primary realm. We call it the world, but there's different levels to the world or the globe or the earth, where there's different levels to the astral plane. There's subplanes, and on each of those subplanes, you're connected to a different level of energy. It may be positive, it may be negative, it may be of a low grade of energy, like a human being who just left the body, and the soul is still somewhat connected to the earth with karma. So you get a lot of that stuff going on. You can get murderers, rapists. You can get people who are just stuck within a lifetime, and they're wandering through that plane because there's earthly matters that weren't concluded. So that's the first subplane.
I was gonna speak to the topic today because we're talking about wanderers of the astral realm. So I'm assuming we are talking about lower energies, are we talking about the higher energies that wander the astral
realm?
You
can have high wandering energies on the astral plane that are of a higher degree and a higher caliber. Angels can be wandering. Wandering isn't necessarily a bad term. The Jews wandered in the desert.
Right.
We have wandering nomads. We have shamans that wander. Wandering is not, we tend to think of it as something bad, and it can imply with a lower degree energy or entity something that may not be that tasteful to us, whether it's, you know, a human being or a low-grade demon.
Wanderer, the word wanderer implies that there's a lack of direction. Wandering, wandering aimlessly.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you know, that's...
James Darren was a wanderer, but he didn't really, as far as on the left direction, but he was a wanderer and even sang a song about it. And I believe there was a movie...
Would you like to...
There was a movie on the wanderers, but they're a whole different group. Okay, so we're not getting into that. We're getting into the energy levels of spirits. And, yeah, when you leave your body, you're a wanderer. So when you're dreaming in the dream world and you enter the astral realm, you become a wanderer. And wandering, sometimes what we encounter on that level is we encounter other human beings who are having dreams, and we encounter a fellow wanderer.
Right.
We may know them, we may not know them. That's why sometimes in our dreams we have these bizarre people that we can't recognize. Sometimes we do. Sometimes a spirit guide will encounter a wanderer on the astral realm who's an impersonator. And they can absorb. They're really not an entity per se in terms of a human. It may be a low-grade demon who can take on the likeness of somebody that's the person having the dream and is wandering in the astral realm knows, and then that demon takes on the likeness of that person and can give false messages. You know, that can happen. Sometimes you can, an angel can appear and take on the appearance of somebody that the dreamer knows, and there can be a legitimate message that's being delivered. So we have those energies. Also, you know, the wanderers are also animals and different creatures. There are creatures in the astral realm, including aliens, that visit that realm in terms of time tunnel and things like that, that we can encounter and talk to and have conversations with. Wandering energies also can permeate into the physical world, you see, and go and haunt houses. They're wandering souls. A lot of them are living substances that, so when you see an energy like going through a room and it's a one-time event, that's usually a live substance. If every time you see an energy going through a room, like it's someone's hauntings and the energy keeps doing the same thing every night, that's a residual energy. That's not really a living energy. But so the wandering energies can permeate into our physical realm, and sometimes with sophisticated equipment or a good third eye, or just the energy so, you know, so intense that it appears to the naked eye, you can capture a wanderer from the physical plane. A lot of children see wanderers in terms of monsters that weren't incorporated from horror films or something that they're reinventing in their dream. Sometimes you can encounter these monster-type looking things in the astral realm. A lot of the Greek mythologies derived the centaurs and the monitors and everything derived from creatures
Minotaurs. We're not talking about, you know, like electronic
monitors,
devices. Electronic devices.
Sometimes you need a monitor to encounter a monitor. But
that's true.
But anyways, yeah, so there's all these elements. And, you know, because of the brevity of time here on the radio show, we can't really get into it, but we always seem to just scratch the
surface. I just wanted to go to the etymology of wanderer, which is my original point at the beginning of the show, which is, it's from Old English, wandrian, which is move about aimlessly. So, you know.
We're either talking about aim in terms of destination, physicality, or we're talking about aim in terms of purpose. And so if there is a person who went through the world and had no purpose in life, they can become a wanderer on the astral realm.
So
people who lack purpose can be wanderers.
So you're stating that to wander in the astral realm, if you're perhaps a wandering angel, we're talking about a higher energy entity. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Because originally, at the beginning of the show, you had said, no, higher energies can wander. Isn't that what you said?
No, higher energies can wander.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So what I'm stating is that moving about aimlessly in the astral realm isn't necessarily lacking purpose. It's more about a flow of energy moving around within that zone.
Right. A lot of people who died in a lost zone who died in an unfamiliar country, and they sometimes they become wanderers in the astral realm. A lot of people who take drugs and die during the course of taking drugs, they overdose, can become wanderers in the astral realm.
Right, until their natural life would have expired and they might move to a different zone where they do more intense work on their soul. But what I'm saying is the contrast of a lower energy that's wandering versus a higher energy that's wandering, there's a difference.
There's a difference. You know, I mean, wandering, it's a strange term when you get up there. I mean, in a way, people who are blind on the earth, and I mean literally blind, are somewhat wanderers. People who have a wanderlust are wanderers. Wandering is a strange term. When you get into the astral realm and you get into some of the lower astral subplanes, you do encounter incompleted life forms or energy forms that are in some sort of crisis. So a lot of times you'll encounter those energies. What's funny is that sometimes from the higher planes, an entity will visit the lower plane and do some guidance work.
And manifest into the physical realm in a way that would normally occur.
Yeah. So a lot of us, when we astral project and we go into these subplanes, we don't immediately go to a high plane. What we sometimes do, if we're lucky, we encounter an entity from a high plane that's visiting that plane. And then we have these wonderful experiences, and they're light, and angels are there and all that. I'm not saying that a person can't get into a higher realm and roam through a higher plane, but that would be more of the exception to the rule. A lot of people who seemingly die and then they don't want to come back, and the angels say you have to go back, or the loved ones up there where they want to call them say you have to go back. The people that they knew, that a lot of people have dreams and they say, oh, my family was up there and that they said it wasn't time for me to come leave yet. A lot of times people mistake that for a higher plane when actually it's the most intermediate plane above our physical plane. If you're in a high plane, chances are you're not coming back.
Right.
And to get there means you've already encountered enough energy level to even approach
that. The question is, will you be wandering in that plane or not?
I don't.
The wandering that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
So.
I can vouch for the lower wanderers, but the higher wanderers, I don't know how that term morphs into something higher.
Mm-hmm.
But sure enough, on the lower plane, yes, we do have wanderers that are lost, that will, some of them have no intention of even connecting to us. They can be hostile to us. And then some, of course,
right,
cling to us because of the physicality.
What about those lower energy forms that were not ever human beings? They're not quite demons necessarily, but they are kind of like wanderers of the astral
realm. Well,
maybe more of the earth spirits.
Well, they can be earth spirits. They're more of the void spirits. They come out of the void of energy. So it's sort of what you would sort of see. They would almost be like the inhabitants of in the deep caves where you see some of the creatures that you can only find in deep caves, and they're illuminated with light, or there's some fish that live in the deep underground rivers that don't inhabit any other plane. There are unique entities in the lower realm that are sort of ill-defined. So when we look at life, we almost have to look at the concept of molecules, atoms, the lower grades of what the building blocks of life. When you get into the building blocks of spiritual energy, sure, you can encounter things that we in our human comprehension didn't really have any way to connect or relate to them. Unless we go into that molecular structure of spiritual energy and start to converse on that plane. But that's something well above and beyond anything our show can accommodate today.
It is, and we would like to bring some of our callers on the air at this point. So first in line is area code 510. Hi.
Hello. Hi, my name is Cheryl. My
Hi,
name
Cheryl.
Is Cheryl. And
Hi.
My birth date is July 9, 56.
56. And Cheryl, is that with a C or an H? I mean a C or an S. Sorry.
It's
C or
C.
An S.
C.
It's a C.
C.
All right. Okay, and you're calling from Northern California, it looks like.
California.
Unless you're in a different location. Okay, 16, 26, 37, 10, 1. And you are 60 years old. You just turned 60.
I did.
Correct? Happy
yes.
birthday recently. Okay. And what's, so six cycle of 10 this year. What's going on?
I am starting my own little business. And I'm hoping it's going to be fruitful. I've moved from being an independent contractor to getting my own business license. And I'm hoping it's going to be worth the while and all the trouble I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Cheryl. Just stepping backward in time a little bit, do you have at least one child?
No, I've never had children.
And did you ever lose a child, or were you ever pregnant? Mm-hmm. Was there any abortion?
No.
Nothing.
No, I'm a puppy mommy.
Well,
that's it.
You're a
puppy mommy.
So you have puppies. How many in your litter?
Oh, well, they're always my babies. They're two, and they're 9 years old. But they're my babies.
They're two, and they're nine. There's two, and they're, yeah. No, well, here's the thing. Why I'm saying this, Cheryl, I'm determining that this life, this business is your baby too. So you're giving, you come to the planet to give birth, I think, in regard to this business that you're doing. So what happens in universal terms, they go, okay, Cheryl's not, didn't have babies, nothing like that. She has these puppies, all right. So what they're doing is they're looking at this element of you producing not a human, but a business. Now, that business has to reach out to people. It has to have some outreaching branches that would be for the betterment of the people that encounter your business. So it'd have to be some product or something, or art form or something that would make people feel better. So first of all, does your business entail any of those aspects?
No, absolutely not. For the past 7-8 years, I've been an independent contractor selling a product that's used in a particular industry. And as an independent contractor, the business I've been funneling it through is dissolving. So I have kind of no alternative but to get my own business license and run it as my own. So it's
okay,
just a product for... It's a planting product. It's used in the planting industry.
Well, wait a minute.
Planting what? Planting flowers or planting plant?
Planting grapes. Grape plants.
Planting grapes. Okay. So it's for like people that are winemakers, essentially.
Yeah, vineyards, correct.
Vintners.
Yeah. Okay, so what you're not following where I was going was your product is for the welfare. Product-based energy that, well, wine, but still wine can be sacred. And so what is happening here, we're talking esoterically, what's happening here is you're producing a product that is connected to wine making or grape, then wine making, and wine making is a sacred drink.
Wine is
as long
drink.
As it's not abused.
Wine is a sacred drink
that signifies the blood of, or whatever, however
blood
you want to deem it. It could signify a thousand things. But in my mind, you're not making paper clips. You're doing something that to me signifies some validation of where I was going. So here's what I think, and it's a product that assists in the making of grapes, so the grape energy, and you're going to be doing that. Well, first of all, the wine, I mean, they're suffering. I mean, I don't know if it's California, and I'm not too advanced in my knowledge of this, but the wine industry, I think, is going through a lot of troubles and tribulations right now. And I just read where one of the winemakers is having some terrible trouble with the fires going on and trying to save his vineyard. But it's a difficult world right now, and we're in a difficult climate and with the drought and whatever. And you're trying to, but the wine industry isn't going anywhere. They're not packing up. So I believe, here's what I'm saying, that I think at the end of August, okay, here's a message. At the end of August, maybe in the last week of August, you're going to be getting some kind of news or something will come to you, Cheryl, and that will say to you, wow, this is going to be okay. I'll be struggling for a while, but I'm getting a green light. So there's something in that vibrational immediate future that I'm getting something that comes to me with a good, valid confirmation that something's going to be okay with that. Incidentally, I want to ask you a question. Your car, your vehicle, is it 2 years or less? Or are you having a trouble with your vehicle?
No, it's older than 2 years.
Are you having any trouble with it? Have you had any
No, not at all. I am bringing it in next week for an oil change and spark plug change, but only because it's routine. I'm not having any problems.
Okay, don't worry about that. Then I'm on the radio. I'm picking up on that you're taking it in because I felt you doing something with it. So I'm picking it up on that you're taking it in. You're clarifying why. So that's where that's going.
Yes.
Okay, do you have anything planned for the end of August with your business? Anything immediately in your plans?
No, not at all. I'm just working on getting my business license and, you know, stuff like that, but that's about it.
At what point is that projected? So you haven't gotten a business license, which apparently you need for this type of work. When is the projected date?
But I have been doing this now. I don't know, a couple of weeks, but I have been doing this business for 7 years, though, and I'm just changing over.
Right, but the question is the business license piece of it, when is the projected date that you're going to get the license?
In a couple of weeks. I don't have a projected date. I'm getting the ball. Yeah.
Right, That would have been the answer to the question. So just backing up, what did you ask, Neil? What's going on in August?
The
end of
August.
That would be the business license because you didn't mention a time frame about the business license before. So that's the end of August energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have a business license before, correct?
Yeah, and every year my business has been growing. This has been my best year yet. So I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, so here's the thing, Cheryl, just to wrap up. At the end of, I said a couple of weeks, the end of August. The end of August, you're supposed to get your business license. That's number one. Number two, I got a green light that this was something you should advance towards. And then you're coming back and telling me that your business has been growing and being more lucrative financially. So we got two validations for today. And so the signs in terms of your question in relation to the time we can allot you is two positives for two positives, okay?
Good.
You got two yeses on it.
Yeah, good for you, Cheryl.
You know, there's more depth. I wish we had more time. This gets interesting. It gets deep and involved and whatnot. The elements of why you're in this business, karmically what's going on, where you're going with it, what your purpose is, how it's fulfilling for you. The seven-year energy that you've been doing this is a sacred number. It's not only in your month, but it's in the accumulation of your year because it's 5, 6.
Yeah,
there's a 7 left over.
Yeah,
you also
are
37.
Too.
Yeah.
7-9 is a 16-7.
Yeah, 16-7. So there's something karmically going on with this, Cheryl, that is supposed to be legitimately happening. So good for you.
Okay. All right, Cheryl. Thanks for your call.
Right.
Let us know how things progress,
okay?
And
thank you.
Please do. Thank you. Thank you. And Cheryl can follow us on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook, on Facebook and on Twitter. And she can also call 562-596-7818 for more insight. All right. 917 is our next caller. Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Athanasia.
Can you spell that name for us, please?
Sure. ATHANASIA.
Okay. Hi. Athanasia.
Hi.
Athanasia.
Do you need a birthday?
We do. And am I pronouncing it right, Athanasia?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. You're pronouncing it right. My birthday is April 2nd, 1979.
And your location?
New York.
All right. And what is your question?
It's funny because the lady was talking about business before. I had tremendous ups and downs the past 10 years with business as well. And I was wondering if things are going to start looking up because I had two businesses that kind of didn't work out. And
Well, one reason why you found yourself identifying with the former caller is that your year is the same as her month and day.
And she's the age, she's 37, and that's Cheryl's karmic number.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens where the callers are kind of sometimes get shoved together in the same line, and they have some remote karmic bloodline or something. Sometimes that happens. In the cosmic world, it's natural. Have you yourself ever been divorced?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I say yeah. I approach the question with a sense of feeling it. That's why I asked. Not a guessing, but a feeling. If you had said no, I would have
yes,
thought,
I guess since my divorce, I've been working really hard to build my life again. And
yeah.
Got
it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's probably some residual energy from your divorce that's carried into your psyche that's making it a little bit difficult, and you've already suffered two business kind of mishaps here. So you're probably, and two is your fire number in your day. So you're probably getting something in there that hasn't been, it's like having it's not a big problem, but it's like having a stone in your shoe. It hurts when you walk, but it's removable. But if you don't remove it, it's obstructed. So there's something in the obstruction of that. So let me ask you something. So my attempt is to help you, even though I'm going into an area that you may not have anticipated me to go into in order to help you. Was in that divorce, was there any legal difficulties in terms of who's getting what, or was it, in other words, was
yeah.
it a difficult divorce? Or, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very difficult
okay.
divorce. My ex-husband, I gave him everything. Because
yeah.
we have a son, and I just wanted my son. I didn't even care about material things. It was a difficult dispute for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, for 4 or 5 years, because your master number is 5, you know, that your master number is 5.
That's
every 5 years.
That's actually my favorite number. That's my lucky number. I didn't know that was
well,
my master
it can
number.
Be your It's your lucky number. It's the number assigned to you by cosmic code. And you had a karma at the age of 32. What happened then?
I don't know. 2011. I got divorced at 26, yeah. 2011? That's probably when my business opened, one of my businesses.
Okay. So I'm calculating what we got to do here. And you were married almost 5. You,
7 years.
You were divorced.
7 years.
You were, yeah, 7 years.
I'm divorced
10 years.
10 years now.
Yeah, but you see, when you got divorced, I believe that you were 26. You said.
Yeah, separated at 26. The legal divorce.
Yeah, so that's almost 5 years prior to your karmic age of 32.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going on the calculations of 5. I'm trying to calculate what kind of mess you're in. Do you know anyone, or did you ever know anyone that had a pilot's license, flew a plane, was freighted with aviation or flying or parachuting, anyone at all?
Very random. One friend I have, it's very random, that has a pilot license.
She has a friend with a pilot license.
Yes.
A friend.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm gathering little bits and pieces of trying to figure out by gathering these things and retranslating them into a cosmic language what you need to get rid of.
She's also at a five-year mark from the age of 32.
How old is she?
She's 37, so she's 5 years beyond her karmic age. So she's,
yeah.
Because Epinesia, your life goes in cycles of five, but because your karmic number is not divisible by five, there's also cycles from the age of 32 every 5 years. So it's according to your master number five. So you're on a cycle of five from 32.
Yeah, 5.2 cycles. I mean 7.2 cycles.
Yeah, but she's 5 years beyond 32 is what I was saying.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you see, you gave a lot away in the divorce. You gave a lot away because you material. So what's happening now is we want to reverse you giving away, because now you've lost two business attempts. So the journey that you put into your soul was, I don't care. I just want to give it away. Give it away. I don't want the problem. I'm not materialistic. I want to give it away. Believe it or not, that sank into your astral realm, into your etheric body. Because the message was, okay, the big boss said, give it away, no material, give it away. And for some reason, you haven't rechanged, that's still in the code. It's still somewhere in cyberspace ringing a bell that you're not supposed to have anything.
How do we change that?
How do you change that? Well, you reprogram it. You have to go in and reprogram it. Whether it's the metaphor is you got to reprogram it like a computer or like a phone that's flashing because it's got messages stuck in there. You have to reprogram it. So you have to reprogram your psyche. In order to reprogram your psyche, I don't know how deep it goes. It could be just conscious level where you just start formulating with the knowledge I've given you, a reprogramming in your brain that now you do want things and you're changing the energy around, or it could be something deeper where you have to go into your soul or your past life or some kind of mishmash and get in there and reprogram it. It's like when we're dealing with cable companies and they go, well, we're either going to be able to fix it here in our office or we have to send a technician out. And it's something internal, you know, we don't know yet. So it's the same thing. I don't know yet. I'm not sure if I can decipher in a radio conversation whether your problem is. You should at first attempt the easiest, which is to reprogram it in your brain and your mind. Were your parents divorced?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I'm picking up your vibe, and I don't even know you. So when I'm picking up that vibe, I'm examining the root system of your problems, and I'm determining that your root system happened before you even came down here. As your soul went into your body, it was already carrying karma. So all of this, the divorce, the child, the business, the loss, all of that's already was programmed in to your life. So your world is that you're supposed to reprogram your life through a different kind of attitude direction, not the one that you've been conditioned by, but the one that you have to self-create now. And it goes beyond you going, well, I really want it, and I'm trying to be positive. You know, it goes deeper than that because probably the karma was a bit deeper. So it demands a little bit of digging. My prediction for you is that, oh, this is attainable, so we don't have a problem with that. You don't have a karmic curse. This can change, and it can change this year. It can change before April. So the business that you're going into can change before April. What kind of business do you want to do?
Well, right now I'm in real estate. I'm just rebuilding again. I had one great business that I grew to so fast that it went out of business. I know it sounds crazy, but it was a service business, so a lot of money had to go out, and people weren't paying on time, so it was a lot of issues with that, and then that had to be closed down, and I had an internet business, which I got involved with partners, that were horrible people, and they basically took everything from me, and they're running the business now, and I'm out. I had to remove myself from that situation because it wasn't working out.
Okay, you're giving me enough information.
So I'm in real estate now. I'm doing okay, but I'm still paying debts from the original, the first company that I had. I'm still paying debts for that. And
are you wanting to stay in real estate, Athanasia?
It's surprisingly so much easier than what I've been doing the past 5 years. So it's a lot easier. I don't have the motivation and the gung-ho that I did even the prior business, because I think it's been so exhausting to get hurt all the time and to, for things not to work out, that I needed real estate now. I feel like I was kind of forced. I used to do real estate and I loved it. I feel like I was kind of forced into it. Because the other things didn't work out, and I'm a full-time, I love being around for my son. I love having a flexible schedule, working from home. So that's very important to me, and I've made my life work in that way. Even when I was running companies, I was running them majority from home.
You don't have a problem with real estate. You don't need to change. You can stay in real estate. Your problem is rooting out the karma of your life, and you've had horrible relationships, personal and business-wise, people taking from you. That's got to be redirected. That takes a direct, bold approach. It might mean some spiritual assistance, maybe not. Maybe you can do it on your own by listening to what I'm saying and being directly responsible for changing the energy of your being. So it begins with your attitude first, that you are no longer willing to give out without getting something back. You're exchanging also a relationship with the earth and the planet because you're dealing with real estate. So what the root chakra of your energy. The root chakra of your energy right now isn't so hot because you had parents divorced, you probably had an unstable or difficult childhood, you might have had a sibling or two, difficult problem. So, you know, you had a son, that's a blessing, good for you. There's hope. So it demands
deeper.
You can get from this. It demands a deeper approach to your problem, whether it's you doing it yourself or you finding somebody to help you with it on some limited basis. Don't let anybody squeeze a lot out of you because you're already prone to, some karma problems there. So those are the two things. Last note, by April, wrap up. It's done, and you're on your way.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Athanasia. And
thank you.
Athanasia, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and Twitter. We would love it if she did. And we have another caller from 678 area code. 678, thank you for being patient. Who's this?
Hi. This is Kathy.
Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
I thought she said Candy.
She didn't say Candy. Did you say Candy or Kathy?
No, you were right, Kathy.
Kathy. Oh. Hi, Kathy. What's your birth date?
8-20-66.
8-20-66? 56 or 66?
Everybody does that. 6-6. Everybody
6-6.
Does
it's
that.
Tough to hear sometimes because of the...
No. No, that's even at the doctor's office, everybody.
Really?
And it's the bizarre thing ever. And just the joke is at the doctor's office, there's another Kathy Rogers, same birth date, but it's 56, and mine is 66. Can you believe that?
Very funny. And, you know, what's funny, Kathy, is that you, like our last caller, are 32.5. Callers are kind of grouped together today in a strange way because there were some...
38.
Did I do it wrong? 8-20-66.
No. 8-26, I thought she said.
Did
no, the 20th. August 20th, 66.
Oh.
So as I was saying, she's a 32.5.
It's hard to hear you. Okay.
She's a 32.5 like our previous caller. So we've got people grouping together. Tribal past lives or something. Kathy, what's your question? Have we spoken with you before, by the way?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think we have either. You're not familiar, and I remember people pretty well. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
I had some work done on my house, and it's my house now is damaged by the contractor. Their insurance company adjuster has came out and looked at the work. So I'm just waiting on a write-up and to see how much they're going to give me. Do you see it being successful? What do you see around that?
Okay.
Do I see it being successful? Well, you know, I like to be optimistic, so I got to make sure that doesn't color my interpretation. But I do see you being successful. Let me ask you something real quick, two quick questions. What happened in 1998 when you were 32?
I have no idea.
So think for just a moment, because sometimes it takes a few seconds for the memory to get activated back to that point. But 1998?
Do you have a parent that's crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a mother that's crossed over?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm picking up your mother. I don't know why she's dropping by. I have no idea, but she just did. I mean, it sounds nutty. Yeah, okay, but she did. That's my world. I get to own it. That's my territory. Your mother, I don't know why she's here. I don't know what's going on there. But I'm also getting something about, I don't know yet why she's here. Maybe she popped in. Maybe she's realizing you're talking and she's got somebody who might channel her. I don't know. But she's here. That's my estimation. I think she's here to help you. She does come in with some confusing things about being sorry about something that seems to be a conflict at the time of her death that maybe wasn't worked out, but she loves you. Okay, that's a different episode.
Well, can we just validate quickly?
Can you
confirm that, Kathy? Was there something?
No. We were fine. So she did pass
she
over. What were you going to say, sir?
Well, was there something that wasn't resolved, maybe not between the two of you, but
right.
Something she could have helped you with? Was there anything in the will? Was there anything?
No. Only thing that kind of wasn't resolved, but I just let it go as it is, it's just around a child being born, but I just let it go, but it wasn't nothing that we were arguing about or fighting about.
Doesn't matter. So that's probably what Neil's picking up on. What can you describe the situation briefly?
She just made me have a baby that I didn't want to have when I was younger.
Oh, she made you have a baby that you didn't want to have. So it was like an unplanned pregnancy, and you were a teenager,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
Okay, well, you know, up there, when they're working out their whole life on the planet, that might have come up in her agenda. So she looked at that probably and thought, oh, boy, that maybe I got to resolve that. That's a little bit of a hindrance for me up here. So she's probably coming down and saying she's sorry for that. You're saying, no biggie, it happened, we're done, I had this. She's saying sorry, so because she has to clear the records.
That would
so
make sense.
So it's a clarity.
It needs to be cleared.
That's where that came from.
Yeah,
I think it makes sense. So here's the other thing, Kathy. I don't know how accurate this is, and you can keep your privacy to yourself, but just listen to the figure. There seems to be something between either $60,000 to $110,000. Yeah, it's a big window, but I don't know. That's where I'm starting. Does that make any sense first?
$60,000 to $110,000?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea what.
In anywhere, that could be, could it be anywhere in her life?
It could be. What is there an amount that you're discussing that was in terms of damages?
I haven't got the estimate from them, the insurance company, yet. My contractor is still trying to write it up, but he's talking probably $24,000 to $30,000 to correct everything.
Okay, and what was his original bill to do everything?
No, this is a new contractor, not the old contractor. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Okay, we're back on the air, everybody, and hopefully we can be heard. We have two callers left in the queue. We were talking to Kathy, 678, so we're going to take her first. Then area code 646 will be our next caller. So we apologize for that technical problem. Kathy, can you hear us?
Yes. Oh, God, I'm so glad I called back because I was like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, is it my phone? So
no, okay. I don't know whose fault it was. The call ended up dropping, so I don't know. You know, we couldn't get on via the internet today, so we had to dial in. So it was surprising that we have technical issues via the phone. Usually that saves us. But where were we? So the original, the old contractor, what we were asking about the bid for the work. What was that?
That was $48,750.
So together they're in that range.
Sure, it's I'm compiling it together. Okay, so what?
Oh, yeah, that could be true too. Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm going, I think. So this is going to get resolved. Is that her question? Is it going to get resolved?
Yeah, well, we kind of lost the question, I think, and it's connecting to your mother. But it was, is that the question, or the question you asked about the resolution?
Right. I'm trying to find out if the old contractor that damaged my house insurance will pay for everything that needs to get done.
Yeah, did you have a pretty good outline of the contract and the damage that he did, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a contract. An adjuster came out on Wednesday and looked at the property, took a lot of pictures and everything, so I'm just waiting on the report to come out.
I think you will. Was he insured?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem. And in your property, was there ever in the history of this property any problem with the roof?
Yes.
I had a roof replaced. Yeah. Okay, so, Kathy, I think it's going to be okay. I think it's, I'm interpreting this on the radio with psychic energy best I can. I think it's going to work out okay for you. And are there any animals in your property?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what a wandering cat just came into my brain. Did you ever have a cat?
No, that's hilarious too. There used to be a wandering cat from time to time, but that's been like a couple years ago that would just hang out at my house, which was bizarre because I'm totally afraid, and literally they would sit on my front door step sometimes.
Okay. Kathy, I'm in the world of psychic interpretation, psychic events. That cat being there, it probably has some kind of psychic connotation. So I'm picking up on it. You're coming in and validating it. I'm interpreting it on a whole different level than you are. And so it's a confirming that you're going to be okay.
Okay, Kathy.
Okay, and do you see anything that you can add, ma'am, before you release the line?
Well, you know what? I fully support what Neil says. Let's see. How old is Kathy? You just turned 50 years old? 50 years old?
On the 20th, yes, I will be.
You turned 50, so this is your 10th cycle of 50. So, you know.
52. 8-2 is 10, so, you know, 10th cycle, and 8-2 is 10.
Oh, yeah, her karmic side is 8-2. So that is connected to the month and day of your of birth, which equals a 10. And so 10 cycles of 5 is going to be related to some probably clearance of karma coming up for you, completion energy.
Okay.
And she's over in the 6-6, though, of her birth date. So there's going to be things relating to visionary energy, probably a good outcome in this situation, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 18 years since you've been 32. So you could go back, Kathy, and analyze what you were doing at 18, probably graduating college. Did you go
mm-hmm.
to college?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So that these are all good confirmations from us.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. We'd love it if you followed us on Facebook or here on Blog Talk Radio, Kathy. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818 is the number to call.
Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye. And we've got one last caller, 646 area code.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
this is Stacy. Calling
Tracy?
From New York City? Yes.
Okay, hi, Tracy. Birth date?
Okay. From New York City?
No, the birth date.
Oh,
birth
Stacy.
Date. Uh-huh. Can you hear us?
Yeah, Stacy? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, so we
Hello?
Didn't hear your
yeah,
birth
okay.
date.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It's August 12th. Actually, next Thursday, next Friday.
Coming up. Okay, and the year, please. 71. All righty. So you're going to be 45, right?
Yeah, but I don't look it, so that's the most important thing.
What
yes,
did you say?
I will
I
be.
I hear that. It's hard to hear her.
Huh.
What did you say about being
45? I said, you mentioned that I'm going to be 45, and I said, yeah, but I don't look it.
Well, that's good. And you don't sound it either. But,
oh,
know.
Thank you.
45, I think 20 years ago, was a lot older than 45 is these days.
Exactly. They say the 45 is the new 25.
That's right. Okay, so what's your question?
I'm desperately looking for a job because I need to move within about 2 months. Do you think
okay.
I'm going to get a job? Right now, since I'm looking, I don't really mind taking anything until I can get back into the admin world, but I'm just looking really hard right now for something. Because I've temped for such a long time, but I want to find a permanent job.
Did you ever have a temp job where you did help people over the phone?
Yes.
With information? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm picking up with you. Well, okay, so here's what I'm getting, Tracy. You should begin to approach an area where you will be assisting people on the phone as some sort of representative so anything where you help people over the internet or over the phone, you're going to at least get a job.
Okay. All right. So you're saying take the customer service route right now.
Yeah, customer service is what I would recommend, unless you're desperately looking for Susan.
I almost said it to her, but I didn't. So we're reading each other's minds here. Desperately
okay.
looking for Susan. You remember that movie with Madonna?
Yeah.
In it?
Yes.
Desperately seeking a job, desperately seeking Susan.
Well, she said desperately looking for a job.
Or whatever.
Desperately looking. Just anything right now so that I can move, so.
Yeah. You have to, karmically, you have to suffer through our bad jokes.
Hey, I just partially suffer through Neil's bad joke.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Well, that's
well, I have bad jokes myself.
Well, okay, so telephone, yeah. Customer service, you'll be doing fine. I would think you'll get the job real soon.
Okay, so stick with the customer service, and when I get into the customer service, then start looking for the admin slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And stay connected with us, Tracy. We're on Facebook, and you can always call.
Okay. All right. So I'll give you guys a call soon, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're out of time for today. Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We are back on the air, and we appreciate all of our callers and listeners. Thanks for joining us today. Bye.